Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Back in May of 2021, Austin, Texas voted on Proposition B, which made it illegal for the growing number of homeless flocking to Austin to camp anywhere they please. The vote was 57% in favor and 42% against, according to the Travis County Clerk's Office election data.
People have no reasonable expectation of privacy in public spaces, where their actions, content, and possessions can be seen or conversations heard. Again, whether the content at issue is physical or virtual. Examples of such places are public sidewalks, venues hosting sporting events, and public parks. There is no reasonable expectation of privacy in discarded garbage left in the street.
The homeless had been promised permanent housing from the council, which never materialized even after millions were cut from much-needed public safety and diverted towards housing the homeless. When the day arrived for Proposition B to be enforced, the first area targeted was City Hall, which had fallen under siege by what appeared to be the homeless, but that was an illusion. I had been informed by the defunded Austin Police Department that they were well aware that the people now shouting threats and racist diatribes in their faces weren't homeless. The majority of them were activists.
I issued a criminal trespass warning for the people around Austin, Java. That was 11 tips.
We were asking for, listen, we were being extraordinary, asking for voluntary compliance to not block buildings, right?
So
listen, this endeavor is separate and distinct from saying, hey, I'm just doing education outreach. That's a courtesy. This has never been legal.
The reality is that the liberal activist group, Homes Not Handcuffs, had organized the siege in protest of the will of the Austin voters. Supporting that protest was the majority of the now absent city council and other wealthy Democrats hell-bent on turning Texas blue. Again, manipulating the legitimate vote and will of the Austin voters. And per usual, the local police would have to endure the task of playing the role of the bad guy while enforcing the people's vote. To make matters more undemocratic and totalitarian, the organization behind Homes Not Handcuffs is Act Blue, the insidious George Soros tax-exempt political organization, an organization where billionaires dump money into pseudo-grassroots movements designed to throw a wrench in federal, state, and local government foolish enough to allow the minions of Soros' lies to fester. Act Blue was once described in a human rights article as, quote, not driven by the average Democrat, as their image may suggest. They are rather mouthpieces for the radical agendas of the likes of Soros and labor unions.
You really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order.
George Soros has been a controversial topic. His past is well known and his enemies are many. But after the media defended his public image recently, he had fallen off the radar, which gave Soros and those that would dismantle the United States enough time and cover to reinforce their radical activism infesting major U.S. cities. It became accepted common knowledge, and although it is completely antithetical to the survival of our republic, U.S. politicians have done relatively nothing to stop it, and it's been ignored by media as it grew. A message to the fools surrounding City Hall. The majority of you aren't even from Austin, much less Texas. Your blatant insult masquerading as a protest has only caused the taxpaying residents of the city of Austin to become increasingly infuriated, and your cover has been blown. You'll be lucky if we don't find a way to put all of you behind bars for meddling in the results of our local ballots. As for the residents of Austin, Texas, this is no conspiracy. conspiracy theory. It is easily verifiable. George Soros and his employees have laid siege to your city hall. John Bound reporting.
And the reason this is so important is it's the same here and in Europe and around the world. It's all part of the larger criminal takeover.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroyed the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, June 18th. Transmission. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. And then the War Room with Owen Schroeder takes over right here on the embattled InfoWars radio/TV network. We also have a constitutional lawyer who represents quite a few of the victims that are being set up by the criminal deep state from the January 6th event, who were not violent and who were allowed into the Capitol building by the police, who are in solitary confinement. That lawyer will be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour. Then Max Kaiser is going to pop in with an inflation update in the last segment or so of the third hour, but I also intend to open the phones up today. Then tomorrow, I will announce by the end of the show who's going to be on the special, but we're going to have a raft of guests and witnesses and insiders and whistleblowers on tomorrow. And we're going to be taping this special transmission today and tomorrow. So it'll take to air, and it will be airing, exposing the true false flag that was January 6th and how out of that they plan to launch this total takeover of society and civilization, have a martial law crackdown, the likes of which this country has never seen in the near future. So exposing this, as Tucker Carlson and others are doing right now, is absolutely essential to all of our freedoms, because the globalists want a police state in place to destroy the middle class, collapse the economy, and consolidate absolute total control. They're trying to put that police state system in place and turn the entire anti-terrorism apparatus on the American people. And that's being admitted in mainline publications. They're saying, we want to arrest all political opposition. We want to make it illegal to not let us sexualize your children, and illegal to not let us teach your children that they're bad because they're white. This is just a extremely toxic, extremely criminal, extremely out of control, poisonous, cancerous, malignant system they're building. I mean, here's even mainstream news headlines. A sea change in counterterrorism. Then you read on, it says, no longer is it for radical Islam, it is for gun-owning, Bible-believing, pro-life Christians. An open declaration of war against the American people. And we heard all this from Biden. We heard it from Psaki. And we heard it from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And we heard it from the Secretary of Defense. And we heard it from the FBI. And we heard it from the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, where they said, arrest people that disagree with our views. Sacha Baron Cohen called for my arrest because I question a lot of big public events. I mean, When you hear that on the ADL's main stage, on their national conference, and it's put on C-SPAN, they mean business. They mean business.
I played that former deputy assistant FBI director clip a few times last week where he said, oh, I know this is really making you sick to your stomach. This is really scary, but we've got to go ahead and take out members of Congress. They're the command and control of the terrorism and of the cult. Think about that. Those are not just fighting words. Those are what an authoritarian state does, because they're illegitimate and they stole the election and they know they did. And they've got a bunch of yes men and women that'll do whatever they're told, a bunch of reality winners. And instead of being in jail, are running the country. And they intend to make their move because they know the country's awake. The world's waking up. There's going to be a giant landslide for good Republican candidates. They know the election fraud, they are so scared right now, is just mounting. The evidence is all documented from those six key states where the polls closed and Trump had record high victory. And then by the end of the night, and by the next morning, suddenly all these magic ballots have been found. All of this is coming out. And so when you can't maintain control through propaganda, you maintain control through domination and through outlawing your opposition. And so mainstream media is in free fall. No one trusts them. No one believes them, but a very small handful of echo chamber individuals that are on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. But almost everybody else now sees what's happening. So the globalists are going to try to launch terror attacks to frame their political opposition, to then be able to intimidate everybody else to say, hey, if you don't want to be arrested, shut up. Because we'll set you up like Alex Jones or Matt Gaetz or so many other people they're trying to set up right now. And they're going after President Trump, who they know is about to start his rallies back. In fact, he already has started them. And so we're not backing down. We're not going away. But let me go ahead and make this big announcement here. It'll make the left extremely happy. But they already know this is all going on. The reason the last 2 weeks Alex Jones has trended number one and number five and number 10 and number one in politics on Twitter and other places is the left went and edited videos of my show. It's not like they're secret. And they go, here's Jones admitting to coordinating the January 6th insurrection, as they call it. And here he is admitting he did it. When, of course, it was me talking about us helping organize the Ellipse and that event and the other peaceful events that happened in the months before that and all the other peaceful events. But they put it out there and gaslight people to try to give cover to the Justice Department and one of the conspirators, the original Oklahoma City attack, Garland, to indict me. And we've confirmed from a lot of individuals that they've been approached by the FBI and told, just tell us about Alex Jones and we won't indict you. Just tell us that Alex Jones, you know, planned all this. Well, here's the deal. I never did that. And so whoever says that or whoever claims that is a liar and has done so under duress. And no one is going to buy that. So instead, they will simply try to set me up for something else. So if I'm found dead in a hotel room with a heroin needle in my arm, I don't go to hookers in hotel rooms and I don't take heroin or any other drugs. If they say I committed suicide, I didn't do that. Their favorite thing is to kill your whole family with you so you're demonized when they announce you killed yourself and your family, or your family and yourself. I would never do that. That's a classic deep state action. If that happens, they did it. If that happens, you can bet it was directed by the FBI director and by the attorney general, who are nothing but terrorists that work for the globalists. And so we're in that area now here, ladies and gentlemen. I've told Tucker Carlson, they're coming after you and your family. And, you know, you've seen his response. He knows what's going on. He's fighting hard for this country. And I would suggest everybody else does the same. When they're done, they don't have Frank Figliuzzi or whatever his name is on TV saying, we're going to use counterterrorism operations against Congress for no reason. They want to have a hot coup where they decapitate Senator Hawley, Senator Cruz, Senator Paul. They already tried to kill repeatedly. Just like they tried to send their operative in to kill the conservative caucus at that baseball game that were successful shooting only, thank God, one of the congressmen. And that's because they had security there. And so these guys, 110%, are on TV saying we need to use counterterrorism operations to take out Congress. So anytime Republicans are together alone, they've got to be very careful. Everybody's got to increase their security. That is a prominent pro-America person that's not a traitor. Because this is a foreign multinational coup. This is a takeover, and they're announcing it everywhere to embolden their criminal networks inside the FBI, inside the CIA. Because I want to be clear, the entire CIA, the entire FBI, the entire Justice Department is not criminals. But at the top, it is a very sick, evil group of America-hating lawyers who've already sold the country out and who know they're all going to prison when their sell out of the country comes out. So they were willing to spy on candidate Trump, spy on President Trump. We told you all that. And now they know they're painted into a corner. So they're going to want to stage terror attacks, really big ones. And then during the smokescreen of that, take out the American leadership, which includes, of course, President Trump, who is now, you see, coming out and saying young people don't need the vaccine. And he's got questions about the vaccine and Fauci now. Trump is doing the right thing, moving towards exposing the entire deal and extricating himself from that because he didn't do it on purpose. So we forgive him. So this is do or die. This is absolute either end of the Republic or rebirth of the Republic. This is an incredible, incredible time. But that's where we are as a society. And somebody's got to stand up to these criminals and call them out. These are not government officials. These are foreign globalist agents. These are traitors. These are criminals who want to bring the country down and gut it. And they're coming for you and your family.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
God didn't put me in this position at this point to pull any punches. In fact, I intend to accelerate everything we're doing to the next level. But I do call on the power of Christ, the Holy Spirit, to lead, guide, and direct me. And I call on you to pray for me and to pray for President Trump and Tucker Carlson and others. Because Trump's not backing down, I'm not backing down, Carlson's not backing down, and nobody else I know is backing down, including those members of Congress. And that's why, get ready with Fugliosi, please. That's why they've got these monsters on television, very threateningly, menacing Congress, saying we need to take out Congress. See, I don't think we should take out Democrats. I don't think we should take out Chuckie Schumer. If I'd have been saying that, and I'd have been there on January, they should indict me. That is a overthrow. That is an attempt to overthrow. Yeah, I think he should be indicted for his crimes. A jury should try him. Not he should be killed. But they're in the news saying we're going to use counterterrorism on the networks of Trump support and those that question elections when that's our right to question those elections. And you're the ones that are terrorists. And you're the ones that are terrorizing people. And somebody's got to call your bluff or... if it's not a bluff, everybody's going to see Alex Jones get set up or killed. That's just the way the ball bounces. And I am completely comfortable with that. But one way or the other, you're getting called out for what you've done. Keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it, and somebody's got to stand up against your ass. And my main mission is to get other people to stand up in City Hall and in police departments and in the state houses and in the churches and in the businesses and in the farms and in the ranches and in the factories and in the mountains and in the valleys and on the ocean and on the lakes and the streams and the rivers of this country. Because to quote Winston Churchill, we will go on to the end, whatever the cost may be, and we will never surrender. Because that's a drug better than anything I ever felt in my life, being on the side of right. And not bound to evil and not bound to a bunch of cowards and a bunch of scum lawyers that have been all in the boardrooms hyping themselves up how tough they are and how badass they are and how they're going to whip those Americans and teach those Midwesterners and teach those Texans and teach those people that are hardworking that they're scum and we're under your thumb. No, we're not under your thumb. You run this country in the ground. You sold this nation out. And you've let the perverts that run San Francisco take control of our schools. I'm ashamed we haven't done more to oppose you. Here's one of their spokespersons, just like Phil Mudd of the CIA, on TV saying, oh, we're going to kill Trump and we're going to kill them. And you already, oh, yeah, break the ribs of Rand Paul and shoot Scalise. Too bad they didn't shoot more. You're the ones who want conflict. You're the ones who want to fight. You're the ones that had to steal the election. Because you know we're rejecting your slimy asses. Here's another one of these enemies of America.
Domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. And unfortunately, and I know this is painful to hear, that may mean people sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president. That's how you do this. Otherwise, recruitment, inciting, and cult-like leadership continues to recruit people to violence.
What cult should we follow? The one where we give five-year-olds drag queen story time? Or the one where we shoot people up with poisonous vaccines, the Bill Gates cult? Or the open border cult, or the shut down the churches cult, or the bankrupt the treasury cult, or the sell out to the Chi-Coms cult? Because, you know, the cult you're offering ain't too cool, man. We like to want to be good, strong Americans and coming together and being happy. And all and you love radical Islam and every other dirty, horrible, out-of-control thing. And you call us a cult because we won't back down to you? So we came to peacefully protest an event, and you roped in a tiny fraction of a million people to break in the Capitol so you call us all terrorists so you could now say, let's go after members of Congress? And I've got a bunch of more videos of other people saying it. They're going to make their move because they've never gotten in trouble. What always takes over a third world country? What always made Rome in its last 300 years constantly be unstable? The Praetorian Guard, the federal police. The fall of any republic is when its bureaucracy and its armed men at the top, in control of their corrupt courts, decide to take over. That's how you become a North Korea. That's how you become a communist China, a Nazi Germany. And we're following the exact steps directly into that with them saying, officially out of the FBI Justice Department, Merrick Garland, that 65% of the population, half of them above 65, old people, are white supremacists. So they can be targeted as the enemy. This is out of some hunchbacked lawyer with a huge criminal history. We're all supposed to fall down before him and do whatever he says as the media covers up all the black-on-white crime, exploding with the black killers saying they did it because whites deserve it, because whites are killing them. And as Tucker Carlson said, who can blame them? You start getting every channel in the country saying that a certain group's bad, other groups are going to start killing them. You know, Hitler did that. Attorney General, General Garland, who sold out to all these foreign banks and Apple Computer with the slave camps and all the corruption they're involved in. And then they want a rear guard action while they loot the country of having black and white kill each other. And then you point at the conservative nationalist movement trying to bring America together, at President Trump that you deposed in fraud, in your electoral coup, your fraud coup, that he wants division when he did the exact opposite in every poll, so you spewed all the poison you could to create division. So that's where we are. I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and finish up with this, and I've got huge news on the just incredible vaccine death news and more. Please remember, whatever happens to me, InfoWars is designed to continue on in one shape, form, or another. But we need capital to do that, and we don't need to be running on E in the middle of a major attack like this. We need to have fuel, and that's money and energy to be able to do a lot of things, and I'll leave it at that, that are legal and lawful to help us continue on into the future, no matter what happens to this operation. That is my main mission. That is my only mission. So please help me fulfill our mission together. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. The big sale ends this Monday morning. That's the three new great whole food multivitamin, the high-dose vitamin C with the calcium, and, of course, the vitamin D3 as well. So vitamin D3 with calcium, vitamin C with zinc, and the whole food multivitamin. Those are 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. When you get them together, 25% off individually, also with free shipping. 60% off the highest quality triiodine for your immune system, your libido, your skin, your body. 2 billion people, the UN estimates, have lower IQs and cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. Look into your iodine conspiracy for yourself. It's back in stock, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 40% off. Biodry Selenium, back in stock, 50% off. That'll be the new sale next week is those three, but the other three will have to go off sale because of limited supply. And get yourself a Save the Frogs shirt. Or America's a Free Country shirt, the new shirt we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps keep us on the air. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine. There's three types that are good for the body. It does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this live Friday edition. When I get up here and I say, hey, we told you this here and there, and we showed you all this proof a decade ago, 5 years ago, it's not to say, hey, look, I'm smart. To say, listen, I know what I'm talking about. I'm on the right track. And if you go back, I don't know how long ago this was now, 10, 12, 13 years ago, the MIAC report, we got a secret government document from the state police in Missouri. And it said that anybody that wants out of the UN, anybody that's pro-gun, anybody that's pro-Ron Paul, anybody that's pro-InfoWars is a terrorist, and in the future they need to be arrested. And that was the Southern Poverty Law Center teaching the police that. And then folks didn't believe it was real, and then California police gave us a similar document, and then Texas police gave us another document, and then New York police, state police, gave us another document. And about 6 months after I broke it, people couldn't believe it. The attorney general came out And she said, yeah, this is actually true. And we're not ashamed of this. Then, years later, Obama came out in 2012 that Obama in 2010 directed the Army in a secret Army manual to prepare for gun confiscation, how to process citizens by Social Security number into, quote, re-education camps. And they even used the term re-education camp. I remember Glenn Beck was going to debunk me and all that, and then he couldn't debunk me because it was real. Look, I get why in hindsight Glenn Beck couldn't believe that. But that's just hard to believe that a document said re-education camp. 2 years after we got that document, the Army itself declassified the internment, resettlement, re-education camp Army document. Anybody wants it, just type in Army re-education camp document, Infowars.com. You'll go to the page, you'll see the Army manual, the Army number, and then you can go look it up for yourself. By the way, only because they got contacted, it was later confirmed, can I tell you that I was given that by good people inside U.S. Army intelligence that were pissed off about being given a piece of traitorous crap. By the way, that was their duty, not just their right. When you're given a battle plan to take on the American people that's illegal and that makes the majority of America an enemy, well, obviously, whoever gave that order is the damn enemy. So my default position is to not want to go up against a bunch of murdering crooks at the top of the FBI and the CIA and the rest of it, but somebody's got to do this. I mean, our country is hijacked. I cannot not do this. And if other people had my attitude, we would not be in this bad position we're in. So when you turn on the news and you see the former deputy assistant director of the FBI saying with very menacing face, we need to attack and take out, those are quotes, members of Congress. I mean, it'd be one thing if a shoe salesman said we need to attack and take out members of Congress. You'd go, hey, send the Secret Service, send the federal marshals. Talk to them, make sure they're not serious, and warn them they can get serious jail time for that. Because that's a real threat, but you're a shoe salesman. When you've been over counterterrorism, been involved in operations to kill people extrajudicially, and you say that, oh, then you go, oh, that's what you do for a job, and you're in power, and you say you're coming to kill us. Well, I take that very, very serious, mister. You're darn tootin', to quote your FBI director. I take that as direct threat to me and my family. And I know it's what it's meant to be. Threatening me, threatening my family, threatening Congress, you dirty little filthy lawyer, you piece of crap. Who the hell do you think you are? I know who you think you are. You think you rule this country. You think everybody's intimidated? Well, I'm not. You people are the problem. You're the ones destroying the country. You're the ones destabilizing everything. You're the ones screwing the nation over. Look at Soros with over 800, last time I checked, district attorneys. It was even more county attorneys, sheriffs, magistrates, mayors. It's in the thousands. Almost every major city run by them. I have a super liberal lawyer that works for me in family matters. I'm just going to leave it at that. But he said, Alex, I'm scared for my family. He said, they release in Austin armed robbers that have shot people now with no bail. Crime is exploding. They are literally destroying the country by design. So they take away the police, they jack up your power prices, your streets fall apart, but oh, racism is an environmental crisis in Chicago, the mayor says. It's all a distraction for the takeover of the country. They're devaluing the currency, they're annihilating it all. And all I'm saying is to people on the fence, in the general public, in the government, in the FBI, in whoever you are, this submission to the corporate media and this submission to globalism is suicidal politically. It's destructive as hell. It's going to end in total collapse, and I know that's the globalist plan, But do most of you going along with it have an exit strategy? Even if you want to see America go down, you're going to go down with it. It's megalomania. So here's Judge Andrew Napolitano. This is from 10 years ago. He did a whole special on it, but here's just 2 minutes of it, talking about the FBI and how the majority of plots were actually hatched and run by them. And that's the same thing going on with January 6th. Here it is.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Can the federal government take credit for saving us from a plot of its own creation? Tonight, has the federal government kept us safe, or does it just want us to think that it has kept us safe? Since the tragedy of 9/11, numerous crazies and low-level copycats have engaged in criminal behavior which they hoped would result in the deaths of innocent Americans and somehow advance their cause of jihad. If you ask the leadership of the FBI, most of whose field agents are tireless, dedicated, constitution-supporting professionals, it will tell you that it, the FBI, has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, 3 were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. We all remember the 3 that were foiled by diligent Americans, the shoe bomber, the underwear bomber, and the Times Square bomber. In all of these cases, the crimes charged were those of attempting to kill and conspiring with others to do so. In all 3 of those cases, alert Americans on transcontinental flights or in the streets of New York City told authorities of bizarre behavior or actually subdued the threats themselves. There was no foiling by the FBI. The plotters were, thankfully, bumbling fools who had poorly planned their criminal behavior and who ended up harming no one. All 3 are serving life terms. But the more curious cases are the remaining 17 for which the federal government has taken credit. They all have a common and reprehensible thread. They were planned, plotted, controlled, and carried out by the federal government itself. In all of these 17 cases, from the Fort Dix 6 to the Lackawanna 7 to the Portland parade bomber, the feds found young men of Muslim backgrounds, loners who were bitter at America. They befriended them, cajoled them, and persuaded them that they could change the world by killing Americans. In all these cases, agents worked undercover and portrayed themselves to the targets as Arabs of like un-American mind. In some cases, the federal agents used third parties to act as middlemen. The third parties were typically persons who had been convicted of crimes and who, in return for leniency...
In return for leniency, Twitter doesn't let you have the full report. But we have the full report, and later in the broadcast, we're going to be airing at least 10 minutes of that report and reposting it to Infowars.com so you can see it. But yes, then the people that set them up would basically be indicted at first, the charges later dropped, and then you'll learn that they normally had other charges against them for other crimes that have been dropped in favor of them doing the setup. And that's exactly what we know is going on at the Capitol on January 6th, where the real command and controllers were actually FBI agents, FBI informants, and other operatives. Meanwhile, Frank Figliuzzi is on TV saying we need to direct attacks on members of Congress to take them out because they're patriots. They're the ones engaged in criminal conspiracies.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. The reason I spent a lot of time, obviously, in the last segment, getting into the FBI, the Justice Department's announcements that they want to take out members of Congress that were all terrorist network that's got to be financially shut down, physically set up, physically put in prison, or killed, is because they are globalist criminals that have taken the country over and gotten these agency heads to sign on to it because they were promoted from down low because they were corrupt. And now they know that America's woken up and America is beating them and America is legally and lawfully taking back the country and rejecting their race war and rejecting open borders and rejecting it. So they're just accelerating the collapse as fast as they can. So the nation is a failed state. And so we'll be too busy just trying to feed ourselves or get our electrical power back on or to stop a race war than to be able to ever remove them from office legally and lawfully. Not as terrorist as the left wants to do, but through an election, through a legal, lawful process. And the reason, going back to the documents we first got about constitutional terrorists in 2009 and 2010, was people couldn't believe that then. But they were real documents, and later they confirmed they were. Again, the Attorney General later did. People didn't know what to say when she came out and admitted it all. And so now you see it again, but out in the open with it being official U.S. government policy. Official U.S. government policy. A sea change in counterterrorism. The Lawfare blog. The Washington Post has similar headlines. And it goes on to say, no longer is it Islamic terrorism or the Chinese or the Russians. No. The CIA, all of it is pointed inward at the people of the nation. Fake terror plots, paid informants, the tactics of the FBI entrapment question to the New York Times and the London Guardian, where out of 100-plus cases, 100-plus, every one of them was a staged event. We just showed you some of that famous piece with Andrew Napolitano breaking it down so long ago. So when you see Tucker Carlson come out, and it's in hundreds of publications attacking him, saying he's crazy. How dare him say there might have been informants on January 6th? There might have been provocateurs. They were crawling all over the place. I remember trying to go cover military drills where the military had told us that they were training for martial law takeover in Florida because the military was concerned about it. They contacted us. So I just simply went to cover it in Florida. And I'd be out there by the airport just legally with a camera, and a special ops guy would just jump out and start setting fire, saying, Alex, don't you agree? We're going to burn things down. And myself and Mike Hansen had to put the fire out and physically restrain the guy and say, I'm going to kick your ass. And then the guy ran off into the bushes and was following us around in an unmarked car. That's what the feds do. I had him try it again when I was covering Bilderberg in Virginia. I guess that was about, was it 2008, 2009? You know, Bilderberg that doesn't exist. I guess Obama had just been elected. It was 2009, Chantilly, Virginia. We'd be sitting in our hotel at night, just, you know, having a hamburger or whatever, drinking a beer. Guys would come over and sit down right next to us and say, we think we need to blow up that Chantilly Hotel. And I had these reporters with me that were following us that made the film New World Order. And after the guys got, they said, you know, those guys are like FBI. Those guys are trying to set you up. Hey, my dad's a cop. Believe me. I go, you don't think I don't know that? And I go, by the way, they're not cops. They're with the Marines. I saw them earlier before I snuck back out of the hotel because they were so pissed. I was inside the hotel when they actually closed it for about 6 hours. They freaked out so bad. Those are Marine Corps officers in plain clothes. But, and then later they got in an elevator and were threatening me and stuff. So just, this is what goes on. But now they just go one extension further. Let's go ahead with the woke military and the woke police that are left, stage big events so they can purge the military, purge the police, and start the mass arrest that'll trigger a civil war, which will bring the country into martial law permanently, and then we are going to be in an occupied globalist country. And that's how they want it. That's why they brought in 50 million Muslims into Europe. It's so they can have a group they control that can destabilize the country whenever they want. And now they're going to do it in America along racial lines. And they admit they're doing it. They admit in the Atlantic Council. And they admit in the WikiLeaks documents that they're going to use race and all of this. And so they're announcing 65% of the population is terrorists. And that being white is bad, and we debate whether that's true or not, this is outrageous and must be completely rejected. I have zero guilt wanting to go storm the Capitol and foment riots and make us all look like fools and not get our 10-day investigation we wanted of election fraud. We were there to show our numbers and show we didn't accept the election results because we knew there was fraud and to call for an investigation. We don't have a motive to do that. Did I trust that Trump would have somewhat of the control? He called for National Guard. They didn't get him. The mayor said no. The mayor, the leader of D.C. Did I just trust in the system and thought, oh, well, there's no way the police will actually stand down, which they did because they sent the majority of them away for traffic control. And so am I guilty of walking into an absolute trap? Absolutely. But by the grace of God, it fizzled and wasn't one-tenth as bad as the deep state had planned it to be. Because you had thousands of people believing they were under Q command. But thank God I and others got there and stopped them from going into the building. Or it would have been many, 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 many times worse. But I can replay this over and over again in my head. I wish it never would have happened. But now, to have all these people and their lawyers contact me, and to have the FBI come visit people that have been guests here, people that have worked here, and you name it, and say, Just tell us about Alex Jones and what he's planning and how he's planning violence and what he does with money and anything illegal, and we're not going to put you in jail. So it doesn't matter I've done zero wrong. It doesn't matter I'm a Boy Scout. It doesn't matter. It's because I'm a Boy Scout that I've got to be made an example of. But you know what? I respect the viewers and listeners of this show, and I think you're the same type of person I am, no matter what color you are. You got red blood and you love God. That if you see me set up or destroyed, you're not going to back down because of that. You're going to fight harder than ever to wake people up and to take our country back from this evil. So I trust in God. But see, these evil people that work for the government, they project their own cowardice, their own follower nature onto us, and they think this intimidates us. No, this makes me work a lot harder, have a lot more energy, and know that I'm on the right side of history. I just pray to God to give me the strength to do a good job, because I make mistakes, and man, I mess up. Don't we all? And that I can touch your heart, and that God can touch your heart through my show, using me as a vessel to know how important you are and how much God loves you and how love and coming together is the answer. Because I know I get angry as hell, and that's a good motivator, but at the end of the day, we need to do this because we love each other and we care about justice and we care about our children together. Now, I haven't hit the huge vaccine news. It's the worst yet. A lot of young airline pilots are dying after the vaccine. British Airways admits that's the case, even in a fact-check article, so this is really serious. Also, the enslavement of the NFL players, where they're treated like animals and enslaved if they don't take the deadly shots. There's so much on that front that is all coming up as well. There is just a lot that we're going to be going through today. Such an important broadcast. Please also remember, without your financial support, we're not going to be on air. And we've got products that you need that help you and your family. Water filtration, air filtration, books, films, T-shirts, a lot of new, great, really good-looking T-shirts we're really proud of that I figured would be good sellers. They have been good sellers. But we're still not bringing in the funds we need to fight this properly. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you all for your prayers, your support, and everything else you do. And I just want to also encourage you in the days that are left to get the three new great vitamin systems we have for your body, your immune system, at the lowest price you're going to find for this quality. The Whole Food Multivitamin, 40% off. The Whole Food Vitamin D3 with calcium, 40% off. The Vitamin C, 1,100% dose with the rose hips and the zinc. So amazing. That's 40% off if you get them all together with free shipping and double Patriot points. 25% off when you get them alone. That will end on Monday morning. And then finally, we have the three new items back in stock. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. And we have the Tri-Iodine X3 back in stock, and we have the Biotriselinium back in stock, 50% off all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I started taking